Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Two members of the NYPD suspended as protesters took to the streets of the city again. 1010 Winds reporter Carol DiIoria has that and a whole lot more.
The video is rolling, and now two NYPD officers are in big trouble. NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea said two officers have been suspended without pay, and their cases have been referred to the Department Advocate for Disciplinary Action. One video was taken May 29th. An officer is seen pushing a woman to the ground. The officer was suspended without pay, and the supervisor has been transferred. The other video was taken May 30th. That's the one where a police officer is seen pulling down an individual's face mask and spraying the man with pepper spray. The other major announcement came from Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance. He said that he will not prosecute any protester who is charged with a low-level offense of unlawful assembly or disorderly conduct. He's going to throw out those charges. He said he made the decision in the interest of justice. We know that tonight there have been arrests on the Upper East Side and the Upper West Side. We don't yet have the details. But here's 1010 Winds reporter Samantha Liebman with more.
On 70th and Central Park West, just before curfew, people were ready to go on. Organizers giving this warning.
We want to make sure you are informed and can make your own decision. If you're arrested today, it will be for the weekend.
That's until they saw the amount of NYPD officers in helmets two blocks up surrounding them. Then organizers said this.
See how many officers are out here just for this amount of people?
Let's go.
The group had numbered in the thousands leaving Washington Square Park earlier, but it dwindled. Organizers felt it was just better to disperse.
It is safety, but it's just a smarter move. We go home. Then we come back.
But across town on 81st and Park, several protesters were arrested, still chanting in their zip ties. After starting off at Gracie Mansion, making their way around the Upper East Side, another group made it from downtown Brooklyn through Crown Heights past 10 p.m. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds News.
The curfew ends at 5 a.m. I'm Carol DiIoria in the 1010 Winds Newsroom.